Ah, welcome to my chamber, dear child. Leave us be. I have pressing matters to discuss with our lovely servant. Well, how does it feel? Aside from my daughters, you may be the only one allowed to enter my own little cozy retreat. Quite humble, is it not? Understand that under normal circumstances, a spying eye catching a glimpse of my bedroom would quickly be removed from its socket. Yet I assure you, you have nothing to fear. Not a single one of my servants will dare to even touch you. Not after tonight. Oh. Shivering, are you? Oh, my sweet little girl. I taught you so well how to fear, how to show respect. The moment my flock dragged you away from your poor, poor family into the bowels of my castle to turn you into my cute little worker bee. The way I reprimanded the more unsavory of my guests and sent them to unimaginable torture. And then I personally rallied you and another few of my servants for a small walk through my dungeon. Oh, I was seldomly so entertained. The way you waded through those pools of blood. The look of disgust in your eyes as you gazed over the rotting bodies of those locked up, unfortunate souls. I did it for you, you know. I wanted to teach you the respect that most of you so sorely need. And what do you know? It worked like a charm. Yes, mistress. As you wish, my lady. Of course, madam. Oh, you came such a long way, my cute little girl. So defiant at first. Wanting to even escape into the village. Remember when I commanded some of my fledglings to terrorize you so much that you would miss 3 nights of rest? Oh, how cute and paranoid that made you. And then, when your resistance lowered and lowered, I had so much fun forcing you to tear some of your old friends limb from limb. First so reluctant, only watching. And then, when I threatened the life of your poor, locked-up brother, you even did some of the work yourself. Like a good little servant. And now, you stand before me, lost, obedient, the light of life completely missing in your great eyes. Oh, it's so delightful. Why me, you asked, over and over again. Well, now I can finally tell you. It's because you turn me on. There. So subservient, letting my fingers explore your body. I prepared you. Everything I did was quite necessary, you see. So that you can become my adorable, subservient little pet. Always following your mistress's orders. Always thankful of my care. I have worked you hard, and now it is time to collect the fruits of our labor, wouldn't you agree? So tell me, do you want to be my little toy? Of course. Yes, it would be an unimaginable honor. You get to sit on my lap when we meet with my dear siblings. You are required to follow me wherever I go. And you would have all the sweet, sweet privileges a cute little kitten would have. But of course, there are rules. Oh, and you are already so eager to learn about them. I can see the light in your adorable, broken little eyes. Oh, you want to learn so that you can be my good little girl, do you? First things first. If I snip my fingers, you undress. Got it. Do you need to write it down? No, of course you don't. Already working on your dress. I broke you so well. There we go. Now your panties and bra. Good, good. Oh, heavens. I savored this moment. So untarnished. So innocent. I may have bent your mind to my will, but this body, this immaculate body needs some special care, doesn't it? They should quite well know not to annoy mother when she's playing with her toys. Oh well, it doesn't matter. You already put me in a good mood today, did you, little pet? Oh, come. Crawl to my lap. Your mistress has some matters to attend to. I sure hope your inquiry is of importance. As you can see, I am quite busy. Oh, no. Don't mind it. Our little servant does quite enjoy the extra attention, does she? Yes, she does. So, what is it? Rebellious guest. Escapee. How boring. Get it together and fix your own mistakes, Bella. And now? Well, of course you can play with my little pet at some point. But don't be too rough, got it? Oh, look how squirmy and happy that makes her. Yes, come here. Let me stroke you a bit. Yes. Oh. Well, leave. Now. So, now that this matter is taken care of. Oh. Are you concerned? It does not need to bother you, my little girl. I will take care of you. Protect you from the evil, evil outside world. You don't need to think anymore. You just need to follow. Here, let me give you some special attention. How does it feel? My cold, strong hand running down your cute chin, down and down to your collarbone. I got to thank my daughter, for now I have you right here in my lap. Where I want you. Oh, flinching? Why, dear me, I just touched your rock-hard little nipple. Was it too cold? Oh, don't worry your little head about it. It's only for now. Soon you will not mind it anymore, for you will be as cold and pale as me. Look at you, tilting your head. Why, yes, I have a reward for you. I can't let my cute little pet remain human. What a callous mistress that would make me. No. You will drink. Drink and drink and drink. Until you develop a hunger for the thick liquid of life. Don't be scared now. Here, let me gently place you under the sheets. There we go. Good girl. Too cold. So annoying, is it? Soon it will be familiar to you, my sweet. But first, let me gently torture you a bit with my evil cold hands. There, there. How does it feel when I pinch your nipples like this? You squirm so much. You know, I pictured you exactly like this. Hot, shy, yet eager for more. Let me trace down a little bit more. There, there, and ha! Oh, look at that. One cold touch on your warm pussy, and you trolled harder than when you saw your first vampire. So adorable. Oh, and what is this? You are gushing, my pet. Oh, very naughty of you. A few eyes glancing at your naked body and you already want to bend over for your mistress? That's right. Don't worry. It's exactly how you should be. I'm going to relieve you. Taking you when I see fit. No matter when, no matter where. Remember, when I snip, you will let your clothes fall to the ground. And if you want to make me real proud, you will also get into a nice open position for me. So wet. I really want to enter your cute little hole, but I can't reward you quite yet. First, you need to do something for your mistress, okay? I already prepared everything for my pet's most important night. Oh, you look so anticipated and... Oh. Well, of course it's a special night. For today's your birthday. Have you already forgot? I'm going to turn you into something so much better than what you are. Here, look at the wine glass I got for you. No, no, it is not filled with wine, silly. It's far better. Far, far more tasty. It is some blood I collected from our friends in the torture chambers. I do not remember who got gutted for this nice assortment of beverages, but I am quite sure they felt honored. I only mixed it with a little bit of my own blood. You will be so subservient to me. Even more than you already are. I can't wait to truly have you in my grip. And now? Come on, I want you to drink. Yes, sit up. Yes. Let me put it to your mouth and... Yeah, now. Good girl, yes. And the entire glass, my pets. Yes. So tasty, right? There we go. Oh, careful. Here, a napkin, so you don't soil your cute little body. Coughing is quite normal for the first glass, do not be ashamed. It tastes weird at first, I know. But you have to trust your mistress. And you do, right? Yes, of course you do. Now relax. Let me have a small taste too. Oh, how exquisite. Oh, you're gonna love this taste soon. No, no, don't look so scared. The process is so easy, little pet. Nothing to worry your cute little head about, okay? You just need to want it. Accept the strange new feelings and the taste of the blood changing your appetite. I will take care of the rest. For this procedure will go way more smoothly if I arouse your desires. Oh, indeed. When your cute mind is swimming in serotonin, the blood will change you far more efficiently. So relax, pet. Relax. And let me stroke your cute little pussy a bit. Oh, yes, that's it, that's it. Slow and gently. Oh, I can see you panting already. So incredibly adorable with the blood sticking to your chin and cheeks. Slowly beginning to grow more hot too. Oh, you lust after me, do you? Yes, let me take off my garments so I can give my little pet a good view. There we go. Yes. Do you like what you see? My nice, well-formed breasts. My thighs, able to engulf you completely. You are so fragile in comparison to me. Ah, but don't worry, I am gentle. I won't let anything ever hurt you. Because you are mine. My own little fledgling. Oh, is that a moan I hear? Oh. You cover my fingers with your fluids so well. Oh, they are so warm. What a novel sensation. No, no. You are getting so steamy, but... I can't bring you further quite yet. Because it is time for your medicine, my little pet. Here, here, another glass. Specifically prepared for your enjoyment. Oh, good girl. So eager all of a sudden. Did not even have to tell you to empty your treat. Oh, do you begin to develop a taste, my cutie? Well, here's a well-deserved reward for your good behavior. Let me enter your tight little hole. Oh, oh, so nice. You feel far smaller than I anticipated. Twitching around my fingers. It's so warm. Oh. Let me quickly have a taste. Oh. Oh, darling, that is better than blood. Oh. Yes, spread your legs for me. Good, good. I need to have a bit more of that. Oh, don't worry, you will see that my tongue is quite dexterous, my pet. So let me... Oh, dear me. I can't help but lap up all of that sweet juice. I knew that you looked stunning, but I never imagined that your taste would follow suit. I want to suck your cute little pussy dry. Oh yes. Moan for me. Moan for me, little pet. Tell me. Tell me how much you want my tongue inside you. Oh, my saliva mixing with your sweet juices. I want to get you close, pet. I want you to come all over me and release more of that sweet weft. Don't hold back now. Another little moan coming out of that sweet mouth of yours. Oh, yes. Oh, do you smell it? I'm starting to get quite wet myself. You like it? My mask. Oh. Oh, sweetie. I can't wait to see you going down on me. What is it, cutie? Oh. You want more? More blood? You are thirsting already? Oh, don't worry, we have a lot in store. Here, here, drink. Yes, drink. Oh, Oh, a drop fell on your breasts. Slow down there. You almost can't hold yourself back, can you? It's so tasty, you say. Oh, that is my good girl. Don't worry. Usually you would feel a bit dizzy as you change, but I am making quite sure that you feel comfortable and nice. Ah, yes, I will take care of you as your mistress and your vampire mother. Now let me bring you closer. I was not quite done with that cute little pussy of yours. Oh, Pat. I can't help but pleasure myself from that sweet taste. Soon you will taste me too, but all in dear time. First, I'm gonna make sure that you know who owns you. Who is your mistress? You will only come by my hands, only derive pleasure from my judge. It's going to be a very special little birthday. So nice. Yes. Now let me stimulate your clit with my hand a bit. You're panting. Am I getting a bit too much, or is the blood coursing through your system? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can see it in your eyes. You're right at the edge. So close to relief. So close to spread all your juices on my blank sheets. Oh, but stop. What do we say when we want to come, my sweet? A little bit more enthusiastic. Come on. We want you to come soon, do we? Oh, yes. I need to see your cute little blood-covered face arriving in bliss. Yes. Yes. Your mistress really wants to see you come. My fingers will bring you over that edge. Massage your tight little hole until you will only feel pure pleasure within you. Oh, your heat, so delightful. This will be your last time coming as a human. And I'm gonna take it for myself. The blood will make you feral. So horny. So lustful. I am gonna teach you so much. Oh yes, there we go. There we go. Oh yes. Oh, good girl. Clenching all around my fingers. Feeling your innocence leaving your body. Oh, your untarnished little body that will become so corrupted by my blood and my guidance. Oh, I will turn you into the best little fuck toy. Yes. Yes. Relax, Pat. Calm down and relax. Here in my bed, you are safe from everything. Yes. Let me cover you in some sheets. No, don't worry. You can soil them all you want. I want you to be my dirty little girl. And a smell? I am gonna sleep so well tonight. Oh, and you will too. Overnight, your body will change. You will grow adorable little fangs. And your mind will enter a darkness that you will enjoy so much. No, do not drift off quite yet, sweetie. You forgot your treat. Another glass for me? Come on now, yes. And don't spill too much. All that excitement made you all rattled, did it? Oh, good girl. Drinking up everything as mistress commands. Even licking your cute little lips. Oh, I am so happy that I met you. I am so happy that I'm turning you. You are the best little toy I could wish for. Now sleep. Sleep deep and let the blood change you. Me? Oh. Yes, I will give you some cuddles. Come here. Lay on my breasts, yes. Oh, no, no, I can't sleep quite yet. I have to feed you in the night. Your hunger will grow so much, and you need fresh blood, my sweetheart. But don't worry. You won't remember a thing. You will lose your mind. Turn feral. Turn into a monster. And I will be there to reel you back in. So don't worry. I can tame you. I will tame you. And of course I will teach you. You will be my cute little girl, all for myself. So sleep now. There's a lot of work ahead of us. Shh. All awake. Good girl. The blood? Oh, no, don't worry. We will get someone to clean all of that. You've been quite a hungry little devil, you know. Oh, of course you don't notice. Do not look so confused. Everything went well. You are mine now. Completely and utterly belonging to our growing little family. But your role is far more special. My own little toy. My adorable little fledgling. I am going to make you so happy. Now, now, it is your birthday. So rub your tired eyes and shine. Get out of bed. Your new sisters have prepared a little gift for you. Yes, of course they like you. They even want to play with you in the evening if you desire. Of course, I don't want to be away from you either. But they are kind and gentle. And their puppy eyes make it so hard to deny their requests. You must understand. Now, they should be here any minute. There we go. Daniela, Bella, Cassandra. Meet our adorable new little fledgling. She just grew fangs. It's so cute. Oh, I see you got her present already. Yes, throw him to the ground. And don't touch him yet. Of course, it's the honor of the birthday kid to start breakfast. Go, little pet, come on. Join your sister's side. They will teach you how to feed. It's a special moment, and they are quite honored to instruct you. Yes, cutie, hold him real, real tight. Push your claws in a little. Oh, good girl. Now, first rule when it comes to feeding, teach them fear, hurt them, torture them, terrorize their weak little minds. The more scared they are, the tastier the blood. Really, you have to try it out. The difference is impeccable. Oh, yes, scratch them. Draw their blood and lick it, yeah. Oh, so good, right? Mm. Nothing compares to fresh blood. We're gonna rip out their throat. And you will do it. You will eat some chunks of flesh while feeding, but that's no problem. They taste a little bit like chicken. It's quite normal to do. And Bella over here, she's crazy for the flesh. Maybe you will grow to like it too. But don't bother me with that stuff. For me, it's all about the blood. Now, usually we'll play Kraiko's Bag. Oh, of course. You're gonna love that game. We take bets if the victim starts to cry, curse, or beg first.
It's mostly cry. Trust me.
When it gets more blood. So you really want to get good at that game, sweetie. But you are a fledgling. You will need some more blood to grow, so of course we will leave you the big share. Aren't we benevolent? Well, we just love newcomers. Now, to really make them fear, we're gonna take off the sack over the head in the last moment. Oh, yes, yes, draw some more blood, make them dizzy. And now we give them the great surprise. Ta-da! My God. Sister, what have they done to you? Oh God, no. Please, don't do it. No, please, no.